ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धनमज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नश्चतृषाम् एष पुराणार्को धुनोदितः ग्रन्थराज श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय. This is the 7th canto, chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Today we will study text number 24. Who is speaking? Sort of. Python man. He's explaining himself now that this begins his explanation. Charges commenting on this verse point out that the next three verses, they explain why Prahlad asked him the question, why are you just lying here doing nothing, apparently. So now he's explaining. Okay. Please repeat. Trishnaya Bhavavahinya Yogyaihi Kamaihi Apuryaya Karmani Karyamana Aham Nana Yonisho Yojitaha Trishnaya Bhavavahinya Yogyai Kamaira Puryaya Karmani karyamanoham Nana yonishu yojitaham Trishnaya. Because of material desires. Bhavavahinya. Under the sway of the material laws of nature. Yogyaihi, as it is befitting, kamaihi, by material desires, apuryaya, without end, one after another, karmani, activities, karyamanaha, constantly being compelled to perform. Aham, I, nana yonisho, in various forms of life, yojitaha, engaged in the struggle for existence. Translation. Because of insatiable material desires, I was being carried away by the waves of material nature's laws. And thus I was engaging in different activities, struggling for existence in various forms of life. Please repeat. Because of insatiable material desires, I was being carried away by the waves of material nature's laws. And thus I was engaging in different activities, struggling for existence in various forms of life. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As long as a living entity wants to fulfill various types of material desire, he must continuously change from one body to accept another. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that as a small piece of grass falls in a river and is tossed about with different types of wood and tree branches, the living entity floats in the ocean of material existence and is dashed and tossed amidst material conditions. This is called the struggle for existence. One kind of fruitive activity causes the living entity, living being, to take one form of body, and because of actions performed in that body, another body is created. One must, therefore, stop these material activities, and the chance to do so is given in the human form of life. Specifically, our energy to act should be engaged in the service of the Lord, for then materialistic activities will automatically stop. One must fulfill one's desires by surrendering unto the Supreme Lord, for He knows how to fulfill them. Even though one may have material desires, one should therefore engage in the devotional service of the Lord. That will purify one's struggle for existence. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udarathihi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. A person who has broader intelligence, whether he be full of all material desire, without any material desire, or desiring liberation, must by all means worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead. That's 2nd Canto, 3rd Chapter, Text 10 of Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyabhilashitan shunyam jnana karamadhyanavratam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktiruttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. That's from Bhaktivedanta Sindhu, First Ocean, First Wave, 11th text. Om jnana timirantasya jnananjana shalakaya Chakshurun militam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya manopishtam sthapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kada mahyam dadati svabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kant Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vansha Kalpata Rubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyaiva cha paditanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shrivasadi gaur bhaktavrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare krishnaya bhavavahinya yogyai kamair puryaya karmani karyamanoham nana yonishu yojitah. Because of insatiable material desires, I was being carried away by the waves of material nature's laws, and thus I was engaging in different activities, struggling for existence in various forms of life. This is the story of each one of us. We've been in how many forms we cannot count? How many options are there? 84 lakhs. And who can say how many of those forms we've tasted and what kind of sense gratification they afford us? We talk about atato brahma jignyasa. Now in the human form of life, we have to inquire about what is absolute truth. Here in Vrindavan, people like to inquire about how to take shelter of Lalita Devi, or how to become a maidservant of one of the confidential gopis. Usually that's beyond our adhikar. Mundaka Upanishad tells us that the first realization of the Supreme Lord that we should have is His form as an upraised thunderbolt weapon ready to strike us dead. And similarly, before we can even dream of inquiring about what is Brahma, we should understand what does it take to get the body of a fly? What kind of consciousness do you have to cultivate in order to become a monkey? Because we can't be sure that we're not cultivating that consciousness now. So this is called atma-tattva, atma-gyan. General spiritual knowledge, but we have to understand the absolute truth with regards to all of its energies. The energy is never separable from the energetic. And in this material world, we have the Mahamaya energy, but in the spiritual world we have the Yogamaya energy. They're both absolutely indispensable. We have to understand them. And we have to take shelter appropriately according to our adhikar. So this is kind of like the pujaris know. Before we worship the deity, we have to meditate. Bhuta Shuddhi, it's called. Bhuta Shuddhi. Purifying your existence, your consciousness, so to speak. Where have I been? Where am I coming from? Who am I? How am I in this predicament? What to do about it? After so many millions and gajillions of life forms that I've enviously and in vain, hopelessly tried to compete with the Supreme Lord, exploit his energies. Sometimes even when we become sahajiyas, we try to exploit him directly also. How many ways have I done this? As I said, there are at least 8,400,000 different ways, and each of them has subdivisions. We have to meditate like this. I've done this. I've been engaged. This is what he's saying here. Yojita. What does yojita mean? Yeah, engaged. It's causative. Engaged by some other agency. Not that I've engaged myself. I've been forced to engage in material activities one after another. Karmani karyamana. This is also. And how is, what is the agency of that? Apuryaya Trishna. Trishnaya. The unquenchable thirst, we can say. Trishna actually means thirst, but here it's used figuratively. Our thirst for competing with God, denying God, pushing him out of the picture, taking his place, etc., etc., etc. We have this thirst. Mriga Trishna, sometimes it's called. In the form of creature comforts, we might say. So, and it's apuryaya. What does apurya mean? Cannot be fulfilled. Yogyai kamaihi. Even though you get the exact thing that's appropriate to your desire. This is the amazing part. Even you get what you pray for. Tamal Krishna Goswami used to put it very nicely. He said, one of three things will happen in this material world. Number one, you don't get what you want because your karmic credit line is insufficient, so to speak. You can't have it, and you're frustrated. So that's one thing. And sometimes you just have to eat that unpleasant fact. Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Pyanama, Shri Shri Krishna Balarama Pyanama, Shri Shri Lalita Vishaka Sahataratha Shyama Sundara Pyanama. So you sometimes you don't get what you want, and sometimes you get what you want, but then you lose it. That's even worse, isn't it? You get what you want and you appreciate very much, and then it's taken away from you, or you are taken away from it, because that also happens. His Holiness Ramapad Swami put it nicely once. He was giving a seminar on Kapila Dev's teachings from the third canto. He said, the very nature of bhakti, he was explaining, the very nature of bhakti is that she removes anarthas. And so the problem is that if you're clinging to those anarthas, then when Bhakti Devi removes them, you will be removed along with them. Not exactly removed, but you'll be removed from the process of bhakti. That also happens. In fact, most of the time that happens. Krishna himself admits this. These are the statistics that he's given. Most people fall away from devotional service because eventually they figure out, there's nothing in this for me, materially. When we're in ignorance, we are convinced that it is these external material things that are going to satisfy us. And once we figure out that devotional service doesn't really give us those things so much, at least not on our terms, then we lose interest. We go elsewhere, or we reduce our dedication. Anyway, I don't want to get too far afield. So we don't get what we want because we don't deserve it, or we get what we want and we lose it because that is the nature of things in this world. Or, what's the third opportunity? You can get what you want, and it doesn't satisfy you. That's what we're talking about here. Yogyai kamaihi. It is exactly the appropriate thing. Exactly what you wanted, but then you figure it out that it's not going to really satisfy me. We experience this, and yet we don't see it. Pashyanna pina pashyati. We get what we want, and then immediately we start searching for the next thing, is it not? We start looking for the next thing. Because it's understood, I've got this now, there's the... Now. Anandam buddhivartanam is the nature of happiness. It is in fact unlimited and unquenchable. But in this world it becomes perverted in these ways. So you can't have it, or you have to lose it, or you find out that it doesn't satisfy you and you lose interest and go on to something else. In this way, the word is used here, apuryaya, it cannot be fulfilled. Now another meaning of yogyaihi. Yogya means, what does yogya mean? Suitable, also it means. We can say it means fit, proper, suitable, appropriate, uchita, yathochita, some of the acharyas have said. like this. So the frustration that's built into this process is itself also yogya, because Krishna is behind this. This is the analogy given by virtually all of the acharyas when they're talking of bhava vahini. What does vahini mean? Vahini. A carrier, yeah, something that bears something along, something that impels something. Prabhupada is using the word in the purport, compelling. Current, it means, like a river, also. Vaha, pravaha. So, bhava vahini. This thing propels material existence, this trishna. This is an adjective qualifying the word trishna. Bhava vahini. It propels material existence. Or it propels you within material existence. Or it compels you to stay within material existence. Like a current. In four ways, the acharyas analyze. It's like a current. One is that it is dushprapa. It's you cannot get to the other side. Especially Indians, they don't know how to swim. So, you know, if you go to Haridwar and the current is very strong, good luck. Good luck. You cannot get to the other side. So, that's one thing. Another thing is that, just as Indra fills rivers with water continuously, the water keeps on coming. So in the same way, Lord Brahma fills this life with yogyai kamaihi, appropriate desires that we can chase after. The system is designed in such a way to keep us distracted forever. You're not supposed to get anywhere. Infinite distraction is the key word here, and it's deliberate. It's by design. Therefore, I said, yogya. So, this thing is, therefore, it's apurya, cannot be fulfilled or satiated. Then, another thing is that, just as so many things are floating in the river, what are the examples given? Little sticks and some branches, maybe some you know, dust is also there. Sometimes small pebbles are floating, carried by the strength of the current. All these things are there. So we also experience so many different forms of life. Nana yonishu, he mentions here. So many different options are provided by this river of material existence. That's another explanation given. And finally, just as we have to take steps when we go into the river to avoid being hurt, you want to be very careful. Because sometimes if you go to the ghat, there is some algae growing there and it's very slippery. You can fall and crack your head. Or once you get in the kund or the river, then there are little turtles and they bite. That also happens. I think they're probably all dead now in the Yamuna because the Yamuna has been so thoroughly polluted. Just like Kalyanag did 5,000 years ago. So enthusiastic demons who see that their sacred cow is economic development, they don't mind to kill a goddess by filling her with so many unmentionable things. So we have to take shelter against crocodiles. This is another thing. I've told this story before. They were in the backwaters of Kerala, one family, and they were having a nice vacation on a boat, and little girl was playing in the water with her finger, and suddenly a crocodile grabs onto it. What to do? Yeah, they had to make a choice. The thing is thrashing. He won't let go. The boatman is beating him. Still he won't let go. Look, it's either her or all of us. Imagine. So crocodiles, turtles, algae I mentioned, these things, we take steps to avoid problems when we go in the water. We also have to take steps to know how to swim, or at least know how to tread water. Otherwise, we drown and die. It happens all the time. So he says in the same way, Nana sadhanani karyamano. I've taken so many measures to try to protect myself in this material world from all the onslaughts of material miseries, and it still doesn't work. Because it's not supposed to work. This is the thing. So bhavavahini, it's very rich, this word. So this is the first half of the sentence. Then he says, the real gist of it is this. Aham yojitaha nana yoneshu karmani karyamanaha. I am being forced to engage in so many activities in so many different species of life. Yojita, we mentioned already. I'm being compelled by the sway of material nature, as Prabhupada says here, in the form of these insatiable desires. We're like these monkeys. When you catch a monkey, you put a banana inside of a pot with a very narrow mouth. So the mouth is large enough that a monkey can put his empty hand in. But when he's trying to pull the banana out with his clenched fist, then the mouth of the pot is not wide enough, and he can't get it out. So he's attached to the banana, and he won't let go of the banana, but he also can't pull his hand out of this pot, and so very easily the monkey is caught in this way. This is us. Apuryaya trishnaya. By our own desires, we choose to pursue many non-devotional interests. We choose to do so many things that are unrelated to Krishna. And therefore we go on. Yojitaha, we are engaged. The word is yuj, yuj. This is the same root, means yunakti, to yoga, connection. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada has divided his purport into three sections as I see it. First, three sentences, he's talking about what he calls the struggle for material existence. We want to fulfill so many types of material desires, but we have to continuously change from one body to accept another. Why? Because nothing stays. Nothing stays forever in this world. Everything runs out. Everything rots. And when it gets intolerable, then you have to leave. And you get a new chapter, depending on what you've done. So then he says, He explains the vehicle by which this takes place. This is sentence 4 of his purport. He says, one kind of fruit of activity causes the living being to take one form of body, and because of actions performed in that body, another body is created. This is the problem. You cannot but act in the ways that you are impelled by the material body. If you are a conditioned soul, you will be conditioned necessarily. You have no say in the matter. Unless you choose to surrender to Krishna, of course. But the way this material nature, within material nature, you have no say. You're going to be forced in so many ways. Even if you're passive, even if you're not actively exercising your volition in a particular direction, even just by the strength of the samskar, or the impression that is left within your heart by your experiences, be they good or bad, that in itself will shape a particular psychology that you have to carry with you into the next life, and it will also determine the kind of body that you get. For example, if one is very sickly in this life, then his activities have to be restricted. Certain things you cannot eat, certain things you cannot do. That in itself has an effect on your consciousness. So it's very unlikely that you will be a very active person in your next life. This is the magic of what we call samskara, impression. This is the vehicle. This is the agency of reincarnation. This psychological stain, if you will. So, then Prabhupada gives the solution to the problem. Srila Prabhupada ki. He says, one must therefore stop these material activities, and the chance to do so is given in the human form of life. Now, this is what we see here in this Python man. He's realized the futility of material existence, and he's lying there. In a coming purport, Srila Prabhupada describes this. This is also the Mayavada approach. The eyes are a problem, so you pluck them out. Yes, that solves your problem. You no longer have faulty eyes. Of course, you no longer have any eyes. That's the limitation of that approach. But anyway, some people adopt this method. But Prabhupada goes further. He says, specifically, our energy to act should be engaged in the service of the Lord, for then material activities will automatically stop. You don't have to work at it. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva navartate. Who knows the whole verse? Vishaya vinavartate niraharasya dehinaha. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva. When you are fasting, niraharasya. A person is fasting, but he still wants to eat because the samskara is there. Say another good example of this. You know what it's like to eat. The memory is fresh. You even know what you like to eat. It's even there in your kitchen. But it's a fast day. So it's difficult. You see? But Krishna says when you get a higher taste, when you see something higher, then you automatically don't care anymore. You see? So this is how it works. Devotional service is like that. Once we gain a taste, and the difficulty is, of course, in the beginning, to discipline ourselves. It takes some faith. It takes some discipline. And Srila Prabhupada, in his typical brilliance, has seen fit to quote two verses. He could have quoted so many verses, but why does he choose two verses to end his purport? To give an example of where we're going here with the process of devotional service. First, he encourages us. Those of us who are in entry-level Krishna consciousness, this is a prescription that we like to encourage people with. You may have material desires. You may be free from material desires. You may want liberation. Jo kuch bhi chahiye. But if you engage in tivra bhakti, then you will automatically become perfect. This is the prescription given in the second canto. You may have all the desires in the world. You want it all. Or you may not want nothing, or you may want out. But by all means, if you worship the Supreme Whole, the Personality of Godhead, with intense bhakti, tivra. What does tivra mean? Sharp, pungent, strong. That intense bhakti. Intensity. Casual bhakti doesn't work. It has to be intense. Then you advance. And when we advance, we come to the next stage. We get a tap on the shoulder, either from Paramatma or most likely from our spiritual master or the devotees around us, if we're accepting good association. And they tell us, well, you know, that's okay in the beginning, but actually real bhakti has some qualifications. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Jnana. Karnama. Anadi. Adi anavratam. Anukulyena krishnana shilanam. Rup Goswami says, this is uttama bhakti. What does uttama mean? Beyond this darkness. Transcendental bhakti, in other words. And Srila Prabhupada has translated it here. One should render transcendental, loving service. Three components. They're all very important. We've mentioned before. And then the characteristics are given so that we don't make any mistake. Anya abhilashita shunyam. Things that may be desired elsewhere. Those things are thrown out. Totally. Means any non-devotional desire, that's out. In total, absolute. What kind of non-devotional desires are there? there are basically two divisions. The subtle desires means what you think or feel. That's called jnana. And things that you might do practically, that's called karma. So these things have to be out. And furthermore, it's still not enough. Krishnanushilana. It has to be anukulya. Anukula means favorable. Favorable to whom? Not to your mind, not to your senses, not to the general population. Favorable to Krishna. How do you know what is favorable to Krishna? What your guru tells you. Guru mukha padma bhakka chitte te kuriya aitya. Arana kuriya mani asha. Okay. So that places us in the current of devotional service. There's a very beautiful verse given to us by His Divine Grace, Bilva Mangala Thakur, in his Govinda Damodara Stotram. It takes us into the transcendental current. Here we have the mundane current, Bhava Vahini, in this mature world. We've described already. I think it was Viraghavacharya says, means that it impels us further in material existence. It is the cause of our janma marana parampara, our succession of repeated births and deaths. So, that's the mundane current. We also have abhyarcha geham yuvati pravritta prema pravaha dati nirmamansa gayanti gopyotha sakhi sameta govinda damodara madhaveti. One girl was in her house churning butter, and she felt such a strong flow, current of love for Krishna, that spontaneously she began to sing. Some friends heard her sing. They all came over and joined in the kirtan. They're churning butter so that, what do you call these, churiyan? Bangles are jingling. The kartals are already there. You just add the holy name. So they're singing Govinda, Damodara, Madhava, ityadi. So the word that he uses here is very significant and related to today's verse. Pravriddha prema pravaha. This is how he describes these gopis. They were like a strong channel, you can say, of ever-increasing love. Gopis feel this love. It comes out of their hearts in the form of their kirtan. Just like we hear in the literature, the gopis, when they hear Krishna's flute, they all come flowing down the gullies and lanes of Vrindavan. Wherever they are, they all come running from so many places, like tributaries into a river. They all join in, you see. So this Sankirtana, when the gopis are performing, it dissipates all the inauspiciousness in all directions. Anybody know this verse? From the 10th canto, I think it is. The singing of the gopis. Huh? No. But that's another good one. Just now I am also forgetting. Dishama Mangalam. Anyway. So they all join together. They're all singing in Sankirtana. Sometimes when they come into this world for our benefit, they also take these glorifications of Krishna and they pour them upon us. They sprinkle them upon us by their divine grace. Their love comes out of their heart in the form of their Sankirtana. It forms into a huge river. In the third canto, Kapila Dev says that this is the nature of love of Krishna. It flows unimpeded to the ocean. What is that ocean? The ocean is Krishna. Kalyana Gunarna Vasya. The ocean of all auspicious qualities is Krishna. In fact, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's quoting the Vidagdha Madhava. Srimati Radharani's love is also described like this. It is so strong that it cannot be checked by any social consideration. The elders cannot check it. The friends cannot check it. Nobody can check the strength of Srimati Radharani's love. When she has to go to Krishna, she's going. Nothing will stop her. So, this is the prema pravaha. And these devotees, their love is flowing in the form of their kirtan into the ocean, which is Kalyana Gunarnava. And some of that water is taken by the pure devotees who come here. It's distilled, as Srila Prabhupada says, praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya, and it is sprinkled upon all of us who are so parched. The Goswamis in particular, they have given us all so many transcendental songs about Govinda that are full of nectar and which save us from the devouring mouth of liberation. So, this is the counterpart. Bhavavahini in this material world just makes us suffer. It distracts us forever. It keeps us within material existence. And it's never satisfied. But the pravirtha prema pravaha of the gopis' love of Krishna, represented by the teachings of our acharyas, especially their songs and their instructions in general, these things place us in the current of love of Krishna that is given to us by the gopis. And if we take advantage, then that also keeps us distracted forever. We cannot possibly be swayed by Maya at that point. This is called param drishtva nivartate. We've seen something higher. And like the frustration of material existence, wherein your trishna is apurya, unfulfillable. Actually, these desires of in pure love of Godhead, they keep us unsatisfied. Not because they're not satisfying, not because we lose them, not because they don't satisfy us, not because we don't have sufficient karma to get those desires fulfilled, those three options I mentioned already in material existence, but it's never enough. This is the dissatisfaction of the devotee. Rupa Goswami says, when he chants the holy name, he wants to have hundreds of millions of tongues to chant with, because one is not enough. 2 years are not enough. He has to have hundreds and thousands of ears to hear with. When we have a real taste, when we've actually gained this param drishtva nivartate, higher taste, then this is how we feel. So this is the alternative. And this is given to us by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, this process. We're all so fortunate that we've been pulled out of this otherwise insurmountable current. We've mentioned four ways in which this current is simply frustrating or impossible to deal with. He's pulled us out and He's placed us in this current of love of Godhead, Sankirtana, Prema Sankirtana. So, Jahara Prasade Pai, a Bhavatariya Jai. Bhava Vahini, we can transcend by His divine grace, only by divine grace. So how fortunate are we? After so many different species of life, we finally become human beings, or at least something close to human beings, or we're trying to be human beings. We've been given the process of Bhakti Yoga, and within the Bhakti Yoga process, we've somehow ended up here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And here everything is Bhakti Yoga on steroids, you can say. 100 times the benefit. So, we feel it. The anarthas are revealed very clearly, very quickly also. And the taste is also granted, if we are sincere. The disease is curbed very quickly here. So this is all the divine grace only of Srila Prabhupada. How fortunate we are, how thankful we should be, how much gratitude we should feel. As I said in the beginning, there are three more verses in which this Python Sadhu is describing why he's adopted the means that he's adopted, so I don't want to spoil the plot. I'm going to stop here, but if anybody has any questions or any comments, then maybe we can discuss those. Gopal Prabhu.
Thank you very much. Very concise class. This brought to my mind once Srila Prabhupada speaking to us in this regard, how this Maitha Yogi had a realization that his endeavors to enjoy the material world were fruitless, and therefore being employing this process of complete renunciation to material values. Prabhupada told us once, he said, you have been endeavoring to enjoy here in this material world for millions and millions of lifetimes, and none of you have been successful. Can't you just take this one lifetime and
I remember on the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtana party, Tamal Krishna Goswami used to, he modified this approach. He didn't say one life. He say, you give this process 1 month. You come and join with us for 1 month. You follow this process for 1 month. And then you make a decision. Invariably, in that strong association, person would get a taste, and person would see everything very clearly, and then they would join like this. So, thank you. Anything else? Yes, Prabhuji. The key to that is strong association. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hrit karna rasayana katha. Tad joshanat ashuapavargavarsmani shraddharatir bhaktirana kramishyati. We just have to put ourselves into strong association, and then automatically everything is taken care of by that. Therefore, he says, sarva siddhi hoy. Association is 90% of our advancement in any direction. If you want to become a mundane, sinful rascal, then you associate with such people. It will happen. Zurur. And if you want to become a saint, then you have to associate with saints. And even within the process, we have to be a little patient, as we know. Utsaha nishchaya dharya tat karma pravartanat ityadi. You have to be a little patient and determined, enthusiastic. Like that. How to find the proper association? Because when we're not advanced, we can't recognize who is advanced. This is the problem. But we can pray hard, and we can cry, and we can beg really seriously, and he will reciprocate. That is definite. Krishna is always responsive. He may not respond in the way that we want, or when we want even. Sometimes it takes time. But if we follow this process, he will respond. Always. Okay? It's the same process. Gopal Prabhu is adding, just as Paramatma has brought us to our spiritual master, so within the devotional sangha, he will also further guide us who to be with and who not to be with. Okay? All right, one more. Sangha Thakur. Mahashay. I'm sorry? Either one is okay for me.
Twice is good enough.
Twice is good enough. Double the benefit is enough.
That goes for bad deeds also.
Yes. Whatever we do here that is not good, we have to suffer zarur and intensely. This is the danger. It's a high stakes venture, you can say. Okay, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.